This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. If you're only just joining us, it's 12:47, coming up to 12:48. We did promise you an update from Bursa Malaysia at break. We're sorry it's late, but here we go. I've got some numbers for you.
Yeah, so it is down by 0.05% at 1,575 points. Active stocks include VSolar Group Berhad, FinTech Global Berhad, and BioAlpha Holdings Berhad. The ringgit is at 4.2 against the US dollar, 3.02 against the Aussie dollar and 3.06 against the Sing dollar.
Thanks very much, Arvin. Now, the question that we've been asking you since the top of the show is, where do you consume entertainment content? And we've asked you to let us know, is it TV? Is it via streaming services? Is it on YouTube? Or is it somewhere else? Our poll numbers haven't really changed that much. Mm-hmm. The numbers so far are
50% for streaming, 39.2% for YouTube, and 5.4% each for TV and others.
Interesting. Now, over on Instagram, we've got quite a few responses. Chris, give me a few of those.
We do indeed. So Char the Whale says Netflix in all caps. YZ Chan says Kobo, which I've never heard of, and Amazon eBooks. Catherine Ann says YouTube and Netflix. Ivawa says Netflix and Facebook pages. Interesting. And then I think tied for the most interesting responses is a three-way tie. We've got Kian Ike 112. Watching YouTube travel programs 4K version on TV is so relaxing and satisfying.
I agree with that.
I get that. We have our very own Audrey Raj from BFM, obviously. My family WhatsApp group, endless entertainment on rasam and turmeric. And we finally have Dylan Jovari, who says, the New York Times, American politics is funny.
It is right now, certainly.
Brilliant.
Thanks for that. Keep them coming, though. We still have a few minutes left if you want to contribute. Final story of today, and it is kind of Netflix-related, entertainment-related, at least anyway. Microsoft just yesterday announced that they'll be launching their own Netflix-style cloud gaming service on September the 15th as part of a $15 per month subscription bundle. So they initially revealed it would make its xCloud streaming platform a free add-on to its Xbox Game Pass Ultimate services last month. So the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, which costs $15 a month, is the firm's top subscription product and gives gamers access to a catalogue of games on its Xbox One console and Windows 10 PCs. So a beta version of the cloud gaming software will be included with the Xbox Game Pass app on September the 15th, allowing users to jump into a game from their smartphone or a tablet. The app will be only available on Android devices so far and in 22 countries, including the US, Canada, Britain, and South Korea. I checked to see if Malaysia is on there yet. I couldn't find any information about it just yet, but I'm sure they'll be releasing some stuff. Games included so far, I can tell you this, Destiny 2, Gears of War 5, Grounded, Halo 5, Minecraft Dungeons, and the upcoming title, Tell Me Why. If you don't already know, cloud gaming is the ability to play games from the cloud, and it's a concept that's gathered increasing momentum in the 150 billion video game industry. The idea of this Netflix for games, it lets people stream games over the internet directly to your phone, your tablet, or your PC, while the games themselves are run on remote servers, so they're not stored on your PC, which means that that huge amount of storage space that normally you'd have to download the game for, you don't have to deal with that. The only issue is, of course, you have to have a fairly decent internet package
connection.
Yeah. Now, Microsoft are not the only company doing this, so they're a little bit late to the game, in fact. Google, way last year with Stadia, that's kind of had some ups and downs with that mixed reception because it's got a fairly limited library of games. NVIDIA also released their own platform called GeForce Now, ran into a bit of trouble with some developers earlier this year because they were adding stuff that they hadn't necessarily signed deals with the developers with, so the developers quickly pulled some of their games. Sony, of course, offered a cloud gaming subscription called PlayStation Now, but that's only available for PlayStation 4 and PC. Now, in Microsoft's case, the company will roll out cloud gaming on Android phones and tablets, but not PC or Apple devices to begin with. So everybody is not going to get in on the game so far. The one good thing about this that I have seen, that I really like the look of, is that it's encouraged controllers and accessory makers to get involved with this. And of course, Razer, I believe, are a Singaporean company.
Yeah.
Have jumped on board and they've started to design controllers where you can fit around your phone and use it to play games via that stuff. So there's going to be a whole bunch of third-party kind of creators and markets for that kind of stuff. I love the idea of cloud gaming. I think it's a brilliant idea. But I'm just a little bit worried that the internet connectivity is not as good here as in many of the countries that it is launching in.
Yeah. Also, it's interesting that they're doing this now because, like you mentioned, Google sort of started this a year and a half ago, with Stadia. And Stadia isn't doing well. It's going through a lot of issues and it didn't exactly take off the way they wanted it to take off. A lot of people are not even talking about Stadia anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it was still running.
Yeah, same. And people are still going for like conventional PlayStation 5 and you know, those kinds of consoles. So, I don't know. Microsoft seems to be getting into a certain niche market a lot, first with TikTok and now with you know, the online gaming, cloud gaming systems. Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure where they're going with this. It's interesting, but the timing is funny.
Exactly. And here's the thing, right? For the longest time, Microsoft have been that kind of uncool kind of, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Uncool company.
It's an old company.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really game that much. But the thing with the cloud gaming thing for me is that I don't really want to be connected to the internet when I'm playing the few video games that I do play. Like I have like a Steam account, but I often will switch it to offline so I can just focus on my game.
Yeah. Yeah. Off?
Same. So I don't mind being connected, but I'm still, I still collect Blu-rays. So that says a lot. I'm still going to be buying consoles and buying discs and stuff for like a long, long time. So I love the idea of cloud gaming. I don't know how well it's going to run and how much it depends on, you know, the system that I have, the connection that I have to work. And if it's going to glitch a lot, then what is the point?
Some of the pushback is, you know, why should I pay extra for it? When, you know, if you're buying a game, you physically own that game, becomes your, apart from if you're buying it digitally, of course, but you physically own, like your age-old Blu-rays.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, some of them are new.
Some of them are new. We'll leave it at that because we've got to wrap up. Thanks for all of the messages, folks. Of course, the question was, where do you consume entertainment content? Whether it was TV, streaming, YouTube, or others, the numbers are pretty much the same as what we announced just a few moments ago. With a slight movement in streaming, 51 point... Oh, now it's just popped back
down
to
50. Yeah.
Thanks for that. Okay, if you missed any part of this show, we did talk about, to start off with, that question that Arvind posed from this article.
Yeah, we spoke about an article from The Verge that said that there's nothing more to watch on TV because TV has become antisocial.
Then we got 5 tips for you to avoid or bounce back from crashes.
Wrapping up with how Microsoft and their Netflix for Games is going to be launched on September the 15th. Thank you very much for all of your tweets, your messages, your WhatsApps, everything else. Don't forget, coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. It was with Cheryl Hamdan, the UMNO Youth Chief, and Tama Pillai, co-founder of Undie 18. That's all coming up very shortly. How the young people of Malaysia are set to inherit a world that is changing more rapidly than ever before. The COVID-19 crisis has not been kind to them either. Many have either been hit by a disruption to their education or face the risk of job losses. So how do we ensure the promise of a bright future for the Malaysian youth? Some of those questions hopefully answered just after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Arvind Uvaraj and Christine Wong, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.